And now, a special 30th anniversary recording of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, introduced by the programme's first producer, David Hatch.
Well, I can see you're as noisy as ever. The history is actually quickly told. Graham Gardner-Bilotti, who wrote I'm Sorry to Read That Again, which I produced, wrote to me saying they were getting so much money on television they couldn't actually afford to write the radio series. And I said the fans would be very disappointed about that and that they were very, very greedy. Graham said, let's have a drink and you can put it on BBC expenses and we can talk about it. So I said, OK, where should we meet? And he said, the Guinea. As you can see, money was very much on his mind. So the idea for Clue was, like most good programmes, it was conceived in a pub. And one day there will be, I'm quite sure, a blue plaque outside the Guinea saying Mornington Crescent was born here. The plan was to continue the spirit of I'm Sorry without the fag of writing a script. So you just add laziness to greed. All panel games then had an educational element. Brain of Britain, Round Britain Quiz, you learn something from listening. We wanted a show that was totally trivial, irrelevant and irreverent. And I'm glad to say that that fine principle has been rigorously upheld. The cast was to be the original I'm Sorry I'll Read It Again cast. John Cleese, who was earning even more than Graham and Bill put together, and still is, declined. Then he joined up, and then he declined again. I stood down from performing to just produce.